filled with war, hate, suffering, and Justin Bieber.
तुमसे ना हो पाएगा।
एक दुनिया, दो यार, उनको है फिल्मों से प्यार। और एक पिक्चर बन गई दीवार।
मेरे पास माल।
They feud, you decide. It's time for Film Feud Bollywood.
Hello and welcome to Film Feud Bollywood, the podcast where we debate whether your favorite Bollywood movies are awesome or awful. I'm Vidur.
And I'm Vikram. Hi, guys.
Oh, hello, Vikram. And hello, guys and girls. We don't discriminate amongst our listeners, Vikram.
My bad.
As punishment, why don't you tell the good folk what we're doing here?
We ask you, the listeners, i.e. the girls and the guys, to choose a movie for us. We toss a coin, heads argues for the movie, and tails argues against. Simple.
Simple indeed. In the middle, we make it a little less simple by throwing in some powers. We'll talk about those when we get there. And the movie chosen for this week is Mr. Debakar Banerjee's Oi Lucky, Lucky Oi. So, have you watched this movie, Vikram?
Maybe.
You're not willing to reveal whether you've watched this movie.
Why should I?
I will lay my cards out on the table and profess to have watched this movie and felt something.
That explains a lot.
Not saying what.
Uh-huh.
I emoted.
You emoted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm willing to say pre-coin toss.
I feel you. That's a very safe route to take here.
So without much further ado, may we go into the coin toss?
Let's do this. So I'll be tossing the coin. Again, heads argues for and tails argues against. And I have gotten tails.
Yes!
Oh, so it was a positive emotion, I'm assuming, that you emoted?
I love this movie. I love this movie so much. Something was in my throat when that coin was being tossed.
That's
not
fine.
Willing to say what. Just my larynx, possibly.
Your larynx was in your throat?
I just want to say...
Wait. As opposed to where is it regularly?
As opposed to something else being in my throat.
Oh, no. I meant where else does your larynx go if not your throat?
You can chortle my larynx because I'm going to win this feud.
Let's do this, man. I don't mind this coin toss at all.
Now that I'm in the clear with the coin toss, let me just profess. I freaking love this movie.
Why don't you save it?
I was just nervous for the coin toss. Usually, the Film Feud coin gets it exactly right. But this one, I was getting really nervous. I would not have been able to argue against this movie. This might just be my favorite movie out of Bollywood.
Calm down. Breathe.
Breathe. Okay.
We have an entire feud to go.
That's true. Yeah. The only reason I'm going to calm down is because I know I will get to eventually just throw it all out there after we go watch this movie again.
I feel like now that I've gotten tails, I can just come out and say that I have seen this movie.
So what were you hiding? You loved it too, didn't you?
No, I did not, actually.
And oh, of course you didn't. What a coincidence.
Like you said, the Film Feud coin always gets it right, man.
When was the last time you watched it?
I can't remember. Probably around when it came out, I guess. Or like a year or so after, maybe.
So a while ago. So okay, cool. Let's refresh your memory and make you figure out how awesome this movie is.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
But before we jump into our episode, a quick shout out for Hubhopper.
Hubhopper is India's very own podcast app, with the largest directory that brings you thousands of unique shows and stories from every imaginable genre.
You can now listen to your favorite podcast, Film Feud, on Hubhopper. That's Hubhopper.
So go ahead and download the Hubhopper app from the Play or App Store today. And if you like it, review it and share it with your friends.
And with that,
let's do it. Should we go watch this movie?
Yeah, man, I'm stoked. Let's do it.
Let's go watch the movie.
I was so pleasantly surprised with this movie. It was worse than I remembered.
Shut the front door.
Dude, I had this vague thing. I was like, theek thi. I wasn't too impressed and all of that. And I was like, fine, I'll watch it again. Things will get refreshed. I've become more mature. I'm a mature audience now. I'm pretty sure I'm never watching this movie
again. Please stop. Please just stop talking. That movie blew my mind once again. It only reaffirmed the fact that it's my favorite movie of all time.
Of all time?
Bollywood. This movie, firstly, I looked it up. This movie gets no credit because it just happened to release after the 2611 attacks, which really sucks, which means that nobody went and watched it. Obviously, people weren't watching movies then. If a movie doesn't work in Mumbai as it is, it doesn't work in general. And so people just missed out on this gem. You know, the Bhakar Banerjee had made Khosla Ka Khosla. Everybody loved it. Everybody would have loved this movie if it had just gotten its due. It's like, you know how they have the great American novel, and like there's so many movies that are representing Bombay and on its underbelly and how people really are in Bombay. This movie was that for Delhi. That's why it resonated so much for me.
Okay, first of all, shame on you. Shame on you for using 2611 as a crutch of why this movie didn't do well.
That's like saying shame on you for using the bombing as a crutch for why Joe Bole Sonehal didn't do so well.
What is or Joe Bole Sonehal?
Shame on you. They protested it because it was Sunny Deol playing a Sardar. No, shame on you. Shame on you for using North Korea hacks as a crutch for why The Interview didn't do so well. What's true is true.
No, The Interview was an awful movie. It's just, if a movie is good, it'll do well. That's about it.
That's not how it works at all.
According to me. And secondly, like...
what have you resorted to within the first couple of minutes of this feud? That is so
the
sad.
The fact that you blasted out of the gate with 2611 rather than Debakar Banerjee or whatever else jizzworthy that you were going to use, it just goes to show that this movie is not as good as this you're saying so it's going to be.
This is sadder than secondly, the tragedy of Lucky's life.
Lucky? Oh, Abhay Deol, of course.
Lucky, the protagonist of Oh, Lucky, Lucky. Oy.
Yeah, that one was a little stretched out. My bad. Secondly, you're talking about Debakar Banerjee and his Delhi ties and like how this is like a Delhi movie.
This is a great Indian Delhi movie.
This movie is to Delhi what Dilli 6 was to Delhi.
How dare you? How dare you?
Just because they shoot in Delhi or talk about Lajpat Nagar, Sarojini Nagar or Punjabi Bagh or whatever the hell they talk about doesn't make it a Delhi movie.
What? What are you talking about? If that's the case,
then Dilli 6 is the epitome of a Delhi movie.
Dilli 6 just happened to occur in Dilli 6 and yeah, they showed a few like rooftops here and there in old Delhi. This movie, like step by step, firstly, the way they talk, just the culture of Delhi, even the very first act of the movie, which is with young Abhay Deol, aka Manjot Singh the Sardar, mm-hmm. aka Junior Lucky,
mm-hmm.
that's so typical Delhi because it's showing like true lower middle class Delhi.
Right.
Like how they start beating up the Bal Bharati football kid because he scored a lot of goals in them because they're young. They literally just spot the guy and they just start beating the shit out of him. The way they talk, you know, like when he's beating up the kid and Manjot Singh, like Junior Lucky starts asking him, yaar ye chashme kise hain aur lo ye greeting card pe kya likha hota hai?
Mm-hmm.
The kid goes, yaar Lucky syllabus mat change kar.
Hmm.
That's like typical Delhi shit. Then, I mean, the list goes on and on, man. But some of my few favorites were when they show the scene where they're at the farmhouse party. First, all the Jat hating, where Gogi is hating on like all the Jats literally no-showing the clothes of Richa Chadda.
Because they're at a place on the highway.
Yeah, farmhouse, highway, yeah. Farmhouse party. And then in the end, they show this total split second, which is very true of a lot of things in this movie. The DJ is being beaten up at the end of the wedding. I've actually been to a highway farmhouse party. It happened to be a New Year's party. It was the year 2008. The guy, the DJ, played Chak De India at midnight. Okay? Maybe it was 2009. Okay? So it's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it's like, Chak De, oh, Chak De India. And we're like, oh my God, this guy's shit. At the end of the night, like 2-3 hours later, when the party got over, I literally heard that the DJ got stabbed.
What?
Somebody stabbed the DJ.
Jesus.
That man. To me is the hilarious side of Delhi. It's so good. Man, this movie is so Delhi, dude. It's perfect.
It is. I mean, they try to show a lot of Delhi here. For example, what they couldn't show accurately was, fine, the premise of the hooligans at the party where Gogi Bhai is singing and all of that. In reality, it would have gone down way, way harder than that. And you know that for sure.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
But my point is that just because they try to show these Delhi elements doesn't make it a Delhi movie. They have to show them well enough for it to be. For example, you spoke about younger Lucky, right? Manjot Singh.
Lucky Junior, we're calling him.
Lucky Junior, we're calling him, of course. Lucky Junior and Paresh Rawal and that entire part of the story, if that movie was extended the entire duration of the movie, it would have been great. Because that guy actually sounds like he's... He plays it well, the characterization.
He did a great job and he won the Filmfare Best New Actor or Best Actor.
Sure. That's great. That's great. The thing is that what I was super disappointed with was that the transition from Lucky Junior to Lucky was so bad. It was so bad. They weren't comparable at all.
They showed some photographs, dude.
Dude, a good portion of the movie for myself went in went to like acclimatizing myself with Abhay Deol because I was so used to Lucky Junior by then and I was enjoying him a little bit. And all of a sudden...
I just want to pause. You can go on about Abhay Deol, but you're conceding literally the first 20-25 minutes of the movie then with Lucky Junior and Paresh Rawal's first avatar.
And Auntie.
You know, since you're conceding that, I want to concede something. Uh-huh. That Auntie was a little rapey, bro.
Yeah, like, dude, that's creepy as hell.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
That Auntie, as in his... mom's sister, who then ends up marrying Paresh Rawal, his dad.
Is that his mom's sister?
Yeah, and she is a little rapey.
She's touchy would be putting it mildly.
The creep factor was really high, dude. I'm conceding that. I don't know what was going on there. It was weirdly pervy. I was confused by that, but yeah.
Yeah, so coming back to like Abhay, like the character has, those two characters have no resemblance to each other. You cannot tell that they're, like the mannerisms and like the quirks and all, idiosyncrasies, if I may, they don't match at all.
No, you may not. That's the whole point, that he actually develops into a different guy because you see him aspiring to be someone else and he gets there, right? He, the very first time you see him afterwards, after Lucky Junior transitions into Lucky Senior, he's wearing a hoodie. He's dressing the way he's dressing for the job or place in society he mm-hmm. wants, not the place in society he had. He's moved on.
But it is. Don't you think it's a good idea to maintain even a little thread of like resemblance there, just to make the carry forward a little more seamless, man? It can't just be a completely different person, a jump.
There are a few things. It's not like thread of resemblance. It's sort of the transition. Like the director, Dibankar Banerjee, he's not holding your hand through these things, right? That's one thing. You know, Rajiv Masand said about this movie that I really liked is that it doesn't insult the audience indulgence. It, like Christopher Nolan almost, it actually considers its audience smart. I know I might be reaching.
Dude, I know you for this movie and all, but Jesus.
I love this movie.
Calm down.
The thing is, like, he doesn't hold your hand through it, right? He wants you to understand, like, how Lucky has grown. So the fact that he's a cutthroat, it tells you everything you need to know, right? Like, if somebody goes from being that guy and to cutting his hair, what does it mean? He's washing away his past, essentially, right? Because he doesn't talk to his dad anymore. So he is literally a different person. And then you can see some elements, you know, it might not be the same thing that Lucky Junior had, but you can see it growing. He's learned how to talk to girls, for instance. He's extremely confident with girls after his first initial step. Now when he goes to restaurants and is on a date, he knows exactly what to do. He's like supremely confident. So you see that transition. And the fact that he started stealing stuff, like, you know, usually in a story like this, you would go back and you would trace exactly how this person started stealing or why this person started stealing. In this, you just see traces of how somebody like Lucky is born, you know, just aspiring to be a better person and not having the resources to do so. It could be that simple.
Sure, you have an explanation for that, which I don't buy, obviously. Another thing I want to mention about Abhay Deol doesn't sound like a Delhi guy at all. And trust me, I'm an expert at this. Okay, he doesn't sound like a Delhi guy at all. No amount of growing up or experience or something. I mean, you still need to sound like you're from the place. And he doesn't sound like it at all. I don't even know where he's from, where
maybe
he grew up.
Maybe that's part of it, right? He's like putting it on.
Stop it.
I can see. At least the cut of the movie I saw this time, they'd actually muted all the swear words. And that is actually a big part of being a Delhi guy. So maybe that's why I don't know
what you're talking about.
Listen, he's not from Delhi. He did his best. But his cheeky charm just pulls it off.
I think he was so much better than Devdeep. Presumably because he didn't have to talk that much. I don't like his dialogue delivery in general. I don't think he's that good an actor.
It does kind of feel very I'm acting types, you know.
Yeah, like even when he's like talking normally, "Are Sarji, baat to sun lo Sarji." It's not natural at all.
But like, his cheeky charm, man, you know, like he's actually putting that on.
Define cheeky charm.
Abhay Deol in Oi Lucky Lucky Oi. If you look up cheeky charm in the movie dictionary.
Uh-huh.
Listen, even if I grant you that Abhay Deol wasn't the strongest of the lot, he has a killer supporting cast. And I mean killer from the experience, like the Paresh Rawals, down to the newest of the new. Richa Chadda, this was her first movie. She killed it for her first movie. Even Abhay Deol's love interest, Neetu Chandra, this was pretty much her first movie where she played like such a simple, understated girl. I thought she was excellent. I mean, you can literally go down the list. Archana Puran Singh killed it. But my favorite, Manu Rishi playing Bengali.
Bengali was
Bengali,
your favorite.
What an amazing side
character. Bhai, 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 bye, 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 bye. What the hell, man? That's all that guy's doing in the movie. Bye, bye. Arre bhai, lucky bhai, me baatin sun raha. Bhai, gogi bhai, 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 bhai. Stop it, dude. Jesus. Calm down.
I was about to make some very solid points about Manu Rishi, but
please go little, for it. Please go for it.
Your little soliloquy actually makes me feel like this might be a great time for one of our segments, drinking games.
Oh, let's do this, man.
Drinking games.
Okay, so we have to come up with three levels of getting drunk and what the games would be.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this case, you've already come up with the burn your couch and not remember where you wake up the next day
level. Smashed level infinity, yeah.
Which is if you drink every time Bengali says bye.
You probably die. That's not a healthy game, dude.
All right, so we've reached the die level already.
Uh-huh. Every time Bengali says bye, 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 you're smashed. You're done.
I think I have one here. A little social lubrication. Go up and talk to a girl who's 3 points above you.
Just getting loosey-goosey.
Getting loosey-goosey is to have a shot every time the song Jugni comes up. Now, I love that song.
Even when it's the... Because that, like, that intro music comes quite a few times. Yeah, it comes quite a few times.
Yeah.
That's a good one, yeah. That might just get you a little higher than loosey-goosey, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think Jugni drinking game would be perfect for me. Yeah. In fact, it would make the movie more enjoyable.
Definitely.
Any level in between?
Any level in between, I think it's maybe drunk enough to call your ex-girlfriend, leave a message and not remember it, but not be face down on the ground, drooling on the floor or something like that.
Okay, so somewhere in the middle of the two.
Yeah, somewhere. It can go either way. It's basically every time Lucky steals something.
You'd get pretty hammered if you did that.
He steals stuff so easily in this movie. It cannot be real. I mean, I know it's based on Bunty Chor or whoever, but...
You know, I will concede that as well. Look how generous I am today, man. I'm just conceding so many things.
Oh my God.
Yet, this is my favorite movie. I will concede that Lucky's MO is a little too successful. But as you so astutely pointed out, it's based on the real guy. Bunty Super Chor Devinder Singh, who they just named the cop out of as a tribute to the Chor, I guess. Like the cop in the movie is named Devinder Singh, which was Bunty Super Chor's name. Bunty actually stole hundreds of televisions and jewelry and dogs even.
And like music players and cassette music recorders players. And all, yeah.
He was like, the word kleptomaniac is the understatement of the year when you talk about this Bunty guy. And he pulled it off in this way. This was his MO. So they've actually represented it. Of course, it's a movie, so they made it a little easier.
Dude, where it all just reached like this boiling point for me particularly was, remember that one scene in which this girl just wakes up? And Lucky's just sitting there with her teddy bear.
That is actually like serial killer shit. Yeah. I don't know why she reacts so normally.
Yeah, and then she says bye to him when she's going.
That was dumb.
Come on, man. That was just walking up, scaling walls all the time.
It's just his face. It's his dimples. What do? You wake up, you see some dimples.
You see some... I'll shit myself if I see him just sitting there.
Funniest part of that scene was that he actually walks out with the teddy bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually drive away and the teddy bear is sitting in the back.
Yeah.
And we're jumping ahead a little bit, but that's when Bengali actually is a little afraid for him and like decides to turn him in and shit. So the point of that is he's gone crazy, right? Like it's every time he is under any emotional duress, he goes and steals stuff. It's like, you know, people who have an eating disorder when every time they're having a bad day, they go and eat something. He's like that for stealing. It's actually quite healthy if you think about it. Instead of like carb loading, he's actually working out a little bit. So, you know, could be a new fad one day.
Yeah. But I'm just going to let that one slide without commenting on it. I think that's best for both of us.
Okay, you know what? I can't believe you're not letting me make all my actual legit amazing points about this amazing movie because you keep taking me on this tangent of some stupid stuff. Like, oh, teddy bear was stolen too easily or whatever. Why don't we get back to the actors, man? Bengali, firstly, was my favorite.
Bye, bye, bye.
Are you done?
Was that all he said?
Are you done?
I think that's all he said.
How dare you? He had the best dialogues in the movie. Firstly, it bears mentioning that he was the dialogue writer for the movie. And actually won like all these awards like the IFA Filmfare. Not that that matters, but...
Filmfare won? Oh my God.
I shouldn't have mentioned that. But he wrote the dialogues of the movie and the dialogues of the movie are insanely good. Also somehow like capture Delhi and yet capture that like, you know, underbelly like slight, almost like what a gang member would be in Bombay. Bengali is in Delhi. He's like the hanger-on character, right? And he's constantly just throwing out gems, dude. Like, when he gets arrested, he's talking about how the cop beat him up and he's like, usne maar liya, hum maine kha liya. Aise to relation bante hain. You know, they're typical, like, used to being arrested, like, low life. There's like 50 dialogues like this. It's not just bhai, 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 bhai.
Yeah.
It's bhai, bhai, gem, 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 bhai, 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 gem.
I don't know, man. It's just maybe for me personally, it's the actor and the way, like, his delivery. Again, I feel like Bengali Jr., much greater than Bengali.
Dude, Bengali Jr. looked exactly like Bengali Jr. It freaked me out. Amazing casting.
If they would have done something like that for Lucky, this movie would have been so much better.
The whole point was that Lucky changed Bengali, Bengali didn't.
Achha, Bengali Jr. didn't get experience and all of this, the spiel you gave me about Lucky growing up.
No, of course not. That's like saying...
I'm waiting.
I can do this.
Okay.
That's like saying, why doesn't Robin eventually turn into Batman? Oh, wait, he does turn into Nightwing. Why did I defeat my own point then?
Yeah, let's move on.
I don't grant you that point just because I can't come with a good analogy. The whole point is that Lucky changed and Bengali didn't. Which happens later in the movie too. Lucky moves on after he leaves Bengali behind. He moves further up. He goes to like 5-star hotels and stuff. Mm. And then Bengali comes, he's like, bhai, bhai, bhai. Like, tu to aage nikal gaya types. You know, that's the whole point. Bengali's never going to go ahead in life.
Got it.
How dare you?
I said I got it.
How dare you condescend me? Bengali is a genius character. Manu Rishi, who played Bengali and wrote the dialogues, was absolutely fantastic. He deserved all the praise he got.
Shadi kar liye na jaake.
Shadi to main Richard Chadda se karunga pehli baat.
Okay. All
so
right.
Good, bro.
Confessions
so
of good. Love.
Touch ho gayi main, by God. Main to main horn nahi lagti.
Yaar,
she's so good, dude.
Some of Richard Chadda's dialogues legit made me cringe. Just goes to show that she delivered them really well. Yeah.
Yeah, on purpose. Yeah.
Aaj kaun sa scent laga gaya hai?
Old Spice.
Yaar, tumne us din bola na khane ke liye pucha na bada acha laga. Touch ho gayi.
My favorite is right after she says that, when Lucky rejects her advances. And then she gets really mad at him. And she goes, something, kya tumhara valuation kya hai? And then Lucky goes, like, kya valuation? Like a very natural fight. It almost doesn't make sense. He's like, kya valuation? And immediately she goes, like, kya valuation? Jaake English to seekh le, then you say me.
Yeah, I guess.
Right after that fight ends, she just turns around and stubs her toe. Which is, I don't know, it just made it all so real. It's great. Dude, we haven't even spoken about the true genius of the film. Paresh Rawal in his triple role. Daddy Lucky.
Uh-huh.
Gogi Bhai.
Gogi Bhai. Bhai, Gogi Bhai.
And Dr. Handa. Paresh Rawal brought it, dude. He brought it. And you know, he was only supposed to play one part, which was Gogi Bhai. And then Dibakar Banerjee just convinced him to play all three because he was so perfect. Which also added the added layer of every father figure that Lucky has throughout his life, he sees as Paresh Rawal, basically. And they all have very common features. They all betray him in a way, or they use him, or they don't get him. Paresh Rawal killed it in all three roles. It was clearly him, and yet they were such three distinct characters. He fleshed them out beautifully, man. Genius.
Wow, man. You're really testing my patience in this one. I'd like to take this opportunity, because now we've spoken about the cast enough, to...
Perfect. This movie casted perfect. From Richa Chadda to Paresh Rawal to Neetu Chandra. Oh my God.
I think I can top that. I think I can top that. I'd like to jump to our next segment, which is what ifs.
Ooh, what ifs. All right, let's do it.
What if?
What ifs is when we take an actor or a director of a movie and replace them with someone who we feel is going to be better suited for the job.
You feel nobody can do a better job.
I really, honestly, bottom of my heart, Vidur, bottom of my heart, feel that Abhay Deol can very, very easily be replaced for the better by...
Okay. And who would you want him to be replaced by?
Nana Patekar.
What?
Nana Patekar.
You know, ordinarily, Nana Patekar enhances everything he's in, but to replace Abhay Deol with Nana Patekar,
dude,
you're really digging... Bottom of the heart, more like bottom of the barrel, bro.
Dude,
you're really
okay,
digging
so
here.
I didn't even go for the easy ones. Nana Patekar replacing Bengali, oh my God, don't even need to think about it. Nana Patekar doing the triple role that Paresh Rawal did, oh my God, right up his alley.
How dare you?
It'll be a challenge for him, right? And he loves, Nana Bhai loves a challenge, as you know.
Nana Bhai.
Is it Nana Bhai or Nana Da?
You what? Think Nana is Gujarati?
I have no idea. Oh, he's obviously Maharashtra.
Hey, Nana Bhai, Kimcho.
Mr. Nana will do a great job. Because it'll be a challenge for him, for Mr. Nana to replace Mr. Deol here.
The one thing I would have granted you is for him to replace Paresh Rawal only in the role of Gogi Bhai.
Not Bengali.
Shut up, dude.
Dude, he
Bengali was amazing.
Oh my god, dude. I thought I'd get more pushback for Paresh Rawal than Bengali.
No, only Gogi Bhai. Not Paresh Rawal in all three roles. But you know what scene I could really see Nana Patekar killing? You know the one Goodfellas ripoff scene that Paresh Rawal does? Which is when he's like messing with Lucky. He's like, oh, tu peri bona nahi karta or something.
Oh,
like
then
that.
He finds something funny. Tu has raha hai. Kyun has raha hai.
Main joker lag raha hun, which is like...
That, I mean, I think Paresh Rawal's weakest role in the movie was Gogi Bhai.
Yeah, maybe. But that scene is a ripoff of you think I'm funny? Like funny how like I make you laugh, Joe Pesci. That scene Nana Patekar would kill. And only because of that scene, I will concede that only Paresh Rawal to replace Abhay Deol. I mean, I can't even believe
it's
I'm taking
challenge.
This seriously.
Nana Bhai loves a challenge.
It
you
is
don't
a
know.
Challenge for Nana Bhai to play.
Mr.
Like,
Nana
cute.
Will have no issues playing any of Gogi Bhai's roles. Playing Bengali, playing the inspector, whoever, whichever male role you can think of. But Abhay Deol is going to be a challenge. And Mr. Nana loves the challenge. He's going to kill it, dude. He's going to kill it. He's going to be at least more authentic.
Weirdly, I'm actually getting on board with this.
Yes!
It'd be like, up tak lucky.
Done.
I guess Nana Patekar can pretty much do anything.
He can do anything,
the
bro.
Man's a chameleon. You know, that's a really unfair what-if segment, dude. You can't pick Nana Patekar.
I think all my what-ifs are going to be Nana Patekar. Even when I'm replacing the director of a movie, I'm just going to throw Mr. Nana in there.
Oh, Nana Patekar's a legend, dude. You know, he still lives in like a one-bedroom house. He gives away all his money.
He's true. He's a true...
What a legend. What a legend. Anyway, that does not take away from the perfect casting of this movie. Nana Patekar ain't got no dimples, bro. So, you know.
He don't need no dimples, bro. He don't need them. He got them acting chops, bro.
Okay, fine, fine. Can
dimples
we just get
only
that
get
over?
You thus far, dude. And then it's the acting chops that take you the rest of the way.
You know, I'm really upset with how this whole feud has gone. Because there was like so much more like, just so much more circle jerking I want to do about this movie that you keep cutting me off with.
Circle jerking requires multiple people.
Yeah, and all
solo
I
solo jerking is what you would be doing here.
Yeah, I'm good at that. And let's just get to just this movie in general, which also means getting to the direction and the writing,
oh,
both of which
yeah.
are attributed to Mr. Debakar Banerjee.
Cannot wait. Let's do it.
Firstly, were you a fan of Khosla Ka Khosla?
Yes. I am a fan of Khosla Ka Khosla.
I haven't watched it in a long time, so I don't remember. I remember I liked that movie, but for me, this movie took it on a whole new level. And I've been a fan of Debakar Banerjee since. He hasn't even created something as even remotely as good since then, I believe. But man, he killed it with this movie. I read this like interview where he's talking about what the movie is really about. And it actually crystallized something that I was feeling throughout the movie anyway, but never like really realized. It was so subtle or subconscious for me. Is that this movie is really about what liberated India is all about. That's what he said. This is not me being all highfalutin. And the idea is there's so much class divide still. There's so much money divide still. So as much as like India is one cohesive place, there's so much difference between the rich and the poor. And so...
Sorry.
Wow. It's like the art of cinema is just wasted on you.
My bad. Please continue. I just couldn't hold it.
Now I don't want to continue. You know, I had some excellent points and if not yourself, you're going to deprive our listeners of those points. But fine. Be like that. Fine.
That's actually great for me. I have a couple of points I want to talk about. They add to a little bit about what you're saying. See, I think Debakar Banerjee seriously gets way too much credit than he deserves. Okay, I love Khosla Ka Khosla. I've seen it multiple times, as recent as maybe a couple of months ago. And that was, I feel like the beauty of that film was primarily the script. And in my opinion, just Ranveer Shori and Bhaman Irani. Those guys carried the movie completely. It wasn't something special that Debakar Banerjee brought to the table there. And what has he done post that, dude? Shanghai
was not that good. He made Love, Sex, or Dhoka. That was great. Great movie.
I don't think it was great. And I think Love Stories, which I'm yet to see.
What are you talking about? You didn't think Love, Sex, or Dhoka was great? It was such a genre-defying subversive movie.
No, man. It was a wannabe genre-defying subversive movie. And but it didn't do the job at all.
Dude, you know what? I'm getting sick of this shit. I am using my power card.
Uh-oh.
Any guesses which one I'm using?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But I'm pretty sure the listeners don't. So.
It's time for the Trump card.
Shit.
No. Fake news.
Trump card.
You know what the Trump card means?
Yeah.
It means all your Debakar Banerjee hating is fake news. Point over. You don't get to use it anymore. You're fake news. You're CNN. Shut the hell up.
This is unfair, man.
No, it's not. It's a power card. And you will no longer speak. And I will get to profess the greatness of Debakar Banerjee, legend.
Dude, but then he says he's from Delhi and then he makes all these Delhi-based movies.
You're fake news. You're done. The POTUS has spoken. You're done.
Jesus.
Let's move on.
Fine.
But before we move on, I get to say whatever I want because I play the trump card. Debakar Banerjee struck the deep emotional core of this movie. His attention to detail was amazeballs. He professed the story of liberated India. Just genius. Genius, 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 genius. You're fake news.
Can we move on now?
Yes, please. Why don't we move on to the amazeballs soundtrack? One of Sneha Kanwalkar's first hits. This is what she got famous with. Delhi, Punjabi, raw, fun, killed it. Now, I'm not a big Punjabi speaker. I can't really do justice to it by imitating it. I didn't understand most of it, but I understood the words jugni.
You don't need to. That's the beauty of it.
Collector, commissioner, super chore, and of course, oye, lucky, lucky, oye, lucky, lucky, oye. So damn good, dude. So damn good.
I don't know, man. I'm on the fence about the music here. I like a couple of songs. I really dislike a couple of songs. And there are parts in a couple of other songs which I like and dislike. So I can't really say.
Wow, that was very contributive of you.
Contributive. Is that a thing?
No, it's not.
Got it.
Come on, man. How good was the soundtrack? And you know what? I meant to bring this up earlier. This movie is a tight 2 hours. And the biggest reason is because all the songs are, you know, they're not like typical Bollywood numbers. They're actually in the background, which kind of started with this generation of filmmakers like the Debakar Banerjees, Anurag Kashyaps of the world, which makes the movie really tight and really watchable as a result. And all credit to Sneha Kanwalkar, man. She actually went out to like different towns to capture the feel. You know, she killed it on Gangs of Wazipur, and I see where it came from. Like, this movie was the sort of stepping stone of greatness.
Tui commissioner, tui collector, tui gratta gatta, oye, oye, lucky, lucky, oye, lucky, lucky. What is good about that, dude?
What do you mean what is good about that? You can sing any song with your Jat accent. Have you spoken about how you're Jat, by the way? Maybe that's why you didn't like this movie. You was too offended at all the Jat jokes.
It's offensive to Jats, man. Wait, lucky is Punjabi.
Yeah, and you're a Jat. That's how you hate it. You're like a farmhouse Jat, bro.
I'm not.
When you go to shadis, you nocho the kapdas of bachis.
Hi.
Forget the Oi Lucky Lucky Oi title track, man. Both the jugnis. One is like the super chore with the rap and shit. And one is like the jugni tap, 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 tap. Both awesome tracks. I'm so happy to watch this movie.
Can you tell me like 3 lines that you could pick up from that song?
I've already confessed.
Then why is it awesome?
What do you mean why is it awesome?
You don't know what a guy's singing at you.
I never understood.
It could be jugni, bop, bop, tup, gup, bon karandi. It could be anything. And you'd be like, what song, bro? What track, bro?
I never understood what Michael Jackson was singing. It was always like, skinhead, dead, head, la, 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 la.
He's not
all
from
I want to say that. They don't really
He's not from Tamil Nadu.
I could never understand what he was saying, bro. Do you understand like half the rap music out there?
Yeah, bro.
The lyrics are just another instrument. Bro. That's like saying, what is a guitar saying? It's just another instrument. It's just poetry in motion. Ajugni, tap, tap.
What is happening, man? Calm down. I know you can rap fast, but rap meaningful, maybe?
Dude, I don't know if you were satirizing it there or parodying it, but even as you were singing it, I was loving it. It worked.
Because you don't get it. You don't get shit.
It's awesome.
I can make a music album for you and I'll just be doing and you'll be like, what a track, bro.
Our listeners can't see it, but I am bobbing my head right now, bro. I'm feeling it. I'm imagining Lucky all the way.
Jesus, man. Jesus. I don't know, bro.
God, this movie is awesome. I think I made my point. I don't even see how you have a chance in this feud. Why don't we just wrap up? Why don't we summarize?
All right. Summarize for me. Summarize your thoughts.
This movie is the great Delhi movie. Made by one of the great filmmakers of our time.
Oh my God.
It's almost Shakespearean. It shows the tragedy of the lovable thief.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie is just amazeballs. There's just no denying it. Oi, lucky, lucky, oi. Boom.
Thanks for that, Vidur. I think this movie is hot ass.
That's hot ass is a good thing.
Hot ass.
I'm sorry to interrupt your summary, but hot ass is a good thing.
Not in my opinion.
That's a point.
Especially when I'm talking about a movie and not hot ass. This movie is hot ass. I don't want to get into nitpicks just because you got into that one nitpick. I want to rebuttal.
Nope.
Refute. refute. Yes. That whole...
Jat.
In a nutshell, this movie is nothing special. Nana Patekar would have killed it if he would have been in this movie. I don't think Dibakar Banerjee is one of the greatest filmmakers of our time. I think he, just like this movie, is hot ass. Dibakar Banerjee should have stopped his career after Khosla Ka Ghosla and gone back to whatever he was doing before that. And 2611 or not, this movie wouldn't have done jack at the box office.
Can you calm down? Firstly, we have a time limit on our summaries. You can't just... This is a summary section, not
so
a rant
riled
section.
Up. I can't help it. Sorry.
That really took the wind out of me, dude, hearing you spout that bullshit.
Stupid ass music, stupid ass movie, stupid ass director directing the stupid ass movie. What can I say?
So, that was this week's episode of Film Feud Bollywood. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope you liked our feud, and I hope you resonate with my thoughts about this movie.
I'm still angry at you. I can't get over it. So
what a movie. What a movie.
Anyway, the feud's over, Vikram.
Mm-hmm. My bad.
Calm your vocal cords.
Yeah.
You've been singing a lot.
I have.
So now we feuded. You guys, the listeners, get to decide who won. You can tweet at us at Film Feud Bollywood and let us know who you think won. Obviously me.
Yeah, we'll see about that once the good folk decide.
Yeah, so don't forget to vote, guys. And also, don't forget to tell us what movie you would like us to feud next. Also, don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, pretty much wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You can also reach us at munchermedia.com.
Have a good week, guys.
Bye-bye.